Spirit of life, filling our lungs, beating in our hearts, branching out in, with, and among us. We gather this morning with gratitude for the breadth and depth of life. We give thanks for the blessing of all the babies born in the last year, here to people in our congregation and to all those we love. For all of the kids wrapping up another school year, and for the learning and growing they've done along the way. For those graduating high school seniors in our lives, and all of the hard work it took for them to reach this milestone. For those we know who've graduated from college, from trade school, from nursing school, from all manner of greater education, we give thanks. And for new partnerships and marriages, for anniversaries, and for divorces. And for another year of growing and learning together here at church, we give thanks. We lift up our hearts with Christina Kreveling, who is grateful for the pleasure of having known John Tucker. As the last line of our reading said, nobody really knows what the heck we're doing. Life doesn't come with a one-size-fits-all guidebook, a fail-safe way to approach every situation, make every choice, navigate every relationship. We all have to do our own things throughout our lives. But we give thanks that here at church, we can find partners for the journey. And so, we give thanks for the gift of being together in this place. Each person's presence here is a blessing, an offering given in the hope that this church will continue to thrive decades from now, transforming the lives of the people who covenant here together, while they in turn transform the world. Hope that this church will nurture our children into becoming their best selves, inspire us in the never-ending pursuit of truth. This church will comfort us when we are hurting, and eventually the hope that we will live on in the memories and rituals and service of this church, even after we have made life's ultimate pilgrimage into death. Together with our thanks, we gather this morning heavy with anxiety and grief, concern and fear. Carissa and Stefan lift up prayers for peace and focus and fun for Fabi and Malia as they prepare for finals and the end of the school year. And prayers for Stefan to have a safe, exciting trip to Thailand. We'll miss you. We received word this past week that Dennis Kuby died in April. While we had not seen him much at church over the last few years, he was a longtime member of this congregation, and our hearts go out to all who cared for him, and we'll miss him. And we grieve that this past Wednesday, longtime UUCB member John Tucker died at the age of 89. We lift up his wife, Ann Greenwood, and pray that she feels the arms of this congregation holding her and their entire family in love and support during this sad time. And our hearts broke again on Friday when we learned of the shooting in Virginia Beach, which killed 12 and injured several more people. This is the 150th mass shooting in the United States this year. In other words, this is the 150th mass shooting in the last 152 days. Rather than pray for change to come from on high, may our prayer today be one for discomfort. May each and every one of us be made so uncomfortable by this new reality in our country that we will do whatever it takes to end this scourge of gun violence and to make us all safer. May all whose sorrows have been shared this morning and all whose sorrows run too deep for words know that they are held in a love deep and wide enough for it all. May that big love guide us to live in ways that bear witness to grace and love and mercy and beauty. May that big love inspire us to live towards our shared vision, the vision of better selves, a better community, and a better world for which our faith is dedicated, the vision for which all those who have come before us have labored long. Amen, and blessed be.